And Rashi says also there, on the pasuk Gamis Agoyim, Gam Rabbis Abba Malfis, the Gam is coming to feed the Fogolish, the Ein Kalim Al Shidus Yisrael. They'll also be completely destroyed because they were inflicted because they were Israel to suffer. So, we have to understand. Rabbi Koshin Avraham Avinu, Aisa Oides Golis Mitzrayim, Shacharei Yisku Bonav Lagiel Eretz Yisrael, Vereshet Tatov Beskus Atzma. What's the place in HaKadosh Baruch Hu showing Avraham Avinu the Dalet Golios, and why was there this need for Dalet Golios? After Avraham Avinu seemed to be focusing on Golis Mitzrayim, Hashem told him they're going to go down to Golis Mitzrayim, and then in Golis Mitzrayim they're going to, just one second here, whatever. They're going to go down to Mitzrayim. They're going to come out there, Baruch Hu's God. They're going to go into Eretz Yisrael, inherit the land, get the Torah, go to Eretz Yisrael, get the land. So then, what did Avraham Avinu need to know all about the Shal Golios for? What did Hashem have to show him all of that for? The Chayra, Avraham Avinu's request was fulfilled through Golos Mitzrayim. So he says, Nira as Bishop Roshedu Shal Avraham Shabakoshes Shal Avraham Avinu Avraham Shalom. He says, She Bonav Yisku Lagia. As we said, Yaakov, if you bring up your hand, if you're trying to get my attention, and I'm not sure what you want, but you keep putting up your hand, and I'm not sure what the problem is. So either write me a chat or say something. Okay, so Avraham Avinu wanted his children, as we mentioned, to merit, to get to his level through the own avoda. To fulfill this, the Chochmah Elyona decided that it needed to go through the Dalet Golios and all the Nisoinus, the many Nisoinus that were included in that. The Shem Shem Avinu Avashalom, Hisnase Ba'asar Nisoinus. Gambonov, Bnei Yisrael, Yavru, is Kura Chituch, Rotzuf, Hanisoinus. Heim yishtobu lashe tzedar malchus ubeschus amida bekol elu heim yisalu medreges Avraham Avinu. They would go through the Dalet Golios. We have hindsight now. We know what we've been through for the last 2,000 years, and through that process of going through those nisoinus, which parallel the 10 nisoinus of Avraham Avinu, will eventually get to that darga of Avraham Avinu. It's called zeis hara kodesh boch Avraham Avinu bebris man of the sorry. It's a Malchus, a Golius, a Shibud, a Torah, and Eretz. Everything. He's showing him the whole thing, the whole video of 2,000 years of Jewish trauma. Avraham Avinu Shalom Ro is a call. His skin v'nocha daitamikach. It's a terrible thing to know. When you're going through trouble, you're going through personal or community or communal issues, that Avraham Avinu was shown it, he saw it all, and he agreed to it, and he was nocha daitamikach. He was calmed by it. All the suffering in the world, we can't understand this. In order for his children to acquire that spiritual level that he acquired through his own toil, all the suffering in the world was kedai. That's the eternal imuna in a kosh baruch hu. So this is hard stuff to swallow. It does comfort a bit when you know that Avraham Avinu, who was kulu chesed, kulu rachamim, and he saw everything that we're going through, everything that Klal Yisrael has been through for 2,000 years, and he died peacefully, knowing that all was good. That's a rough one to deal with. It only can be grasped through Imuna. If you try and grasp this one, the 2,000 years of Jewish suffering with your intellect, there's no way to rationalize it at all. It can only be rationalized through an understanding that we are Nitzchi, and the Imuna in that, and the Imuna in the fact that everything Hashem does is for the good. It's not something you can work through without Imuna. Okay, so that's the background. That's the Sheiresh, the foundation of everything we go through. Everything we go through is designed to bring us to a certain spiritual level that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to get to, based on Avraham Avinu's request. And remember that part of the picture, we remember in the picture we're trying to understand who Avraham Avinu was. That's against the backdrop of an Adam Rishon who didn't do what he was supposed to do, and we're now busy rectifying and taking care and bringing the world back to the tikkun that Adam Rishon was supposed to bring it back to. Fine. Another Yeshaya mitnabe. Shomala reit fei tzedek mavak she Hashem abitu al tzu chovetzvosom ve'al mekabas guin kreisom abitu al Avraham Avin avichem ve'al sarah tucholaleichem ki echad karo. Listen to me, it says all of you that are pursuing tzedek and that on the vak she Hashem, have a look at the rock that you were carved from and the boar you were taken out of, and look at Avraham Avinu and Sarah. Ki echad karosiv. And I will bless you and increase you. But the lotion there is ki echad. As Rashi they explains, ki echad karosiv, ki echad hayo. I called him one, why, says Rashi, because he was one. Yechidi be'eretz Kanaan, ashe haglisov sham me'atzom alaladboim, karosov rebeisav aglosov, loshen kriya ha'eda. V'kashem shehu haya yochid, v'gadlosov, Kain agad leschem shatem yechidim li. The thrust of this Rashi needs a lot of work, I don't know if Poshut Rashi, but the thrust of the Rashi is on the pasuk ki echad karosov achvareyu, is that in the same way that Avraham Avinu was a yochid in his godless, that was his godless, and he was a yochid. So Hashem says too, I'll make you great because you are yochid to me. You are meyuchad and yochid to me. Avraham Avinu nikra echad, yechidi. So we know Adam Arishon was also Echad. The Lashon HaPasuk, Echad Hayo Avraham. The Pasuk in Yechezkel says, Echad Hayo Avraham. Asamahu Sod Yechaydi Shel Avraham Avinu. What was the foundation, the secret of Avraham Avinu's Echad? His uniqueness, his oneness. Nuvur Dibra Rashi, Shavar Avinu Hayo Yochid B'Shah Shamal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lelechetz Le'eretz Kanaan, Delo Mishpacha or Krovim. Rashi says that Avraham Avinu became this Yochid at the point where Kodesh Baruch Hu told him, Lech Lecha, leave the land of Canaan, leave your family, no craving, no nothing. And V'yosem Yikach Moisa Rega Shaz Avraham Avinu as Imanosoy Shal Terech Aviv V'nelcham Bavad Psilim. That was when Avraham Avinu left the Emuna, the idol worship of and he fought and went to war against Terech and his idols. He was alone, he was one, unique, and alone in the world. The low car of a girl, absolutely no family. He was like the first gear, nothing behind him. Aviv Malidoi, Hitna Kelo, Vamaslu Lilimroi, Chishlichoi, the Kifshanaish, Achavra Vino, Enumit Payal. His father, Terach, handed him over to Nimrod. And Nimrod threw him to the Kifshanaish. Everybody doesn't get freaked out, but he doesn't get it all. It's not unsettled by this at all. Kunitzav mul anche do haflaga haloygim lo bekolpe. He withstands and stays strong against the entire Dora flaga, who tormented him and tortured him and went to war against him for a long period of time. As it says, Avram Ze Parda Karahu Einu Molid. This Avram, who is he? He can't have children. He's a barren mule. Kol Aima Rebra Razora. Who ki yochid yotzei lefasim is mune b'Hashem boilo. He's like the only person in town that's busy talking about mune Hashem when the entire world is over the Razora. We have no way of understanding what it's like to have one person. Imagine in China. The whole country's communist, everybody's worshipping the president, everyone's into communism or whatever, and you blondes into China and you start preaching one God, you know, and they start reacting. They don't just say, okay, well, some sugar in town, didn't give his thing. No, they were very terrified of him. And they came out against him. And we know Beyomav Koshim Abba Malochim as Harafim Shtrayu Ben Anak. The four kings got together with the giants. Oy melach and lesem meyesa rufim harufim kafish neva bekosu hu dugma lo koy chom u gvorosam shul bnei anak. Og Melech HaBoshen was the remnant of the giants who lived there, and he was powerful, and he was a Dugma of the Kayach of the banana. וכנגד מלאכים אדירים אלו שכיבשו Yoitza, these four kings were able to conquer the Bnei Anak or whatever, and Avraham Avinu, he goes out to fight against them b'toch b'tochen muchlat b'atzlochos b'lchoma. Avraham Avinu takes his 300 men and he goes to war against the four kings, the four mighty kings who got together and had wiped out all the Bnei Anak. Oyd Melech HaBoshen was the one last remnant of who they were. Can you imagine what they were like with a whole bunch of them around? And these four kings are taking care of them. And Avraham Avinu, he goes off to fight against the four kings and he wins. With two of Betochen. Poshut Betochen, that's it. It's the right thing to do. He goes and he does it and he wins. But Yosef Lakachon and Acham Keneged Shitosa Anoichi Shel Stoim. Also, he fought against the narcissistic, selfish, terrible, terrible Ashkofas of Stoim, which even though Stoim got dropped out, those Ashkofas haven't gone away. There are many countries today that function on the basis of Stoim. You might be surprised to know that every country today at a certain level functions like Stoim. There's many countries today that have what they want in their countries, and they have safe, you know, they have things in their country that they don't want to share with anybody else, and therefore if you want to go visit a country, you have to get a visa, you have to get permission. If you go there without it, you get arrested. Same as in Stoim, you couldn't have guests in Stoim. Stoim was a very wealthy place. They didn't want people coming from outside and sharing in their wealth. So you want to get into Stoim, you needed a visa. You couldn't just go in there. Same as today, most countries in the world today follow this midah of Stoim. Don't think about it, but that's what it is. America is the breadbasket of the world, and America, who on the Statue of Liberty says, "Give me your tired and you're hungry and you're forlorn and whatever." But if you want to go to America, I wanted to go to America to get a visa. It's not such a simple thing. You got to fill in 100 forms, and you got to show that you have panosa, and you have to become a there's a midah Stoim to a certain extent. I'm not saying everything, Chasvach, I'm not saying that. It's Medina Zochesed, but I'm saying this aspect of you're just not allowed to go into another country. So that was Stoim as well. Anyway, that selfishness, that narcissistic nature of the Stoim Mahalach, that Avraham Avinu went to fight against. He wasn't faced by anything. It was the right thing to do. He did it, and he didn't care who was standing in his way. But he shouldn't say that Meichen Shoev Amram Avinu Koyach Kol Kabir La'Omid Yachid Mul Olam Amaloi. Where do you get the Koyach to do that? Where does Avram Avinu get the Koyach to mamash go against the entire world? And I'm not just talking about the Koyach. Where did he get the weapons to fight the four kings? How did he beat them? We understand that the Nisim Hashem was helping him. But how did he get the inner strength to withstand that kind of? We know it's not so possible to even if you work in a company and you have an idea and the rest of the company doesn't agree with you, you're going to a board meeting, you come into their drain because you're trying to sell your thing, and then everyone's arguing it. But Avraham Avinu was up against the entire world view, along against the United Nations on one side, him on the other side. Where do you get it? So Said Imanos. What he's suggesting here is that Avraham Avinu, the koyach that Avraham Avinu got, he got from the knowledge that he'd acquired himself, that Bishvili Nivra Olam. If Adam Yechal Haris Lakalkel Olam Shalom, if Adam, if one man can destroy the whole world, like we said, Akash Bochu tells Avram, Adam Arishon, be careful you don't destroy my world. So you see that he could. As Avraham Shachu ben Olam Otikunai Nusunim Biyada comes out, this, the destruction or the rectification of the world is given over to us. If that's true, why would I settle for the least? You go for the first prize. I want to go out there and I want to fix the world. To the extent that I have the ability, to the extent that I have the power, I'm going to go and do whatever I can. He took complete achrayus on the whole world. There was no one else. And he went out and he said, I'll do whatever I have to do. I will succeed, I won't succeed, zero business shili. I have to do what I have to do and have to go to the extremes to do what I have to do. And that's what he did. Me'alfeinu bina harav ha-me'iri b'pirusha el-seftas avos, the Me'iri, Rishon, and his Pirushon Avos, the very first Mishnah, in the first perek, he says, "Af al pi shebo hakabala b'shem ve'eva, shayu uchleisi hanim shochim achareya merubim." Even though he says that af al pi shebo hakabala b'shem ve'eva, there was a Messiah, obviously came from Adam to Noach down to Shem ve'eva. There were many people that followed Shem Va'eva. He had quite a big following. We call Malcolm Rav Ha'olam. However, most of the world, they followed the what he calls Ha'imunas Hanifsodos, the lost imunas, the imunas that had no value. The world grew and developed and expanded on the basis of these evil imunas. The followers of the spiritual derech, of the path that Hashem had wanted us to follow, got less and less and less, until it came down to Avraham Avinu. He was the last one. He achieved whatever he could according to the nature he had. It means he was fully actualized, 100% fulfilled what he came in the world to do. Then he was 40 when all this happened. And Chazal said in another place, Ben Arbim Shana Hiki Avram is Boyred. When Avram was 40, he recognized Hashem. It means he recognized for himself. I'm not sure how old he was when he met Noach, and Noach told him about this, but he said he recognized for himself. When he saw himself, Shalom, and he saw what was the kilkul of the generation, he got the strength he had the Ruach Hashem, and he went and with wisdom, with the Chochmah he had from the Shem Hashem, and he gathered thousands and myriads and thousands of many people together to worship Hashem and to be Miyachad as Hashem's name in the world and to destroy and remove the Avodah Zarah from the world. And that ended the 2,000 years that Chazal, they say, Shnei Alofim Tol. That ended the 2,000 years of Tol. Shalai Yasham, Misha, Kori B'Shem Hashem, Leishi, Rabbi Ma'avon. There was no one there to talk, call out in the name of Hashem and to turn people away from their sins. Ad Bo Avram Avon Shalom, V'az Hischilu Shnei Alofim Torah. That was the beginning of the 2,000 years of Torah after Avram Avinu had gone to work and had brought so many gerim, made thousands and thousands, multitudes, alofim v'revovos, whatever much that is, and that was after 40 when he himself had arrived at the hikir as beirei, and he drew down the strength and he was makir b'shevini v'ro'ilam, and he went out to do what he could do. Mitoich mabat chiyuv izeh, that's the Meiri, by the way. Mitoich mabat chiyuv izeh al kol ha'ilam kuloi. Imagine, he was so interested in spreading the word of Hashem that he even davened that stone shouldn't be destroyed. Stone is his arch enemy. There was nothing more, the antithesis of what Avraham Avinu stood for was stone. And yet, he's davening. The residents there of stone were the worst for shame, and Avraham Avinu is davening to save them. Amnam loya lo imam called Sig v'siach, achudaiga. They had no merit, they had nothing worthwhile. Umam is nothing going for them, and yet he was worried about them. He's davening for them. They are the works of Hashem. They are Hashem's handiwork. And if that's the case, then Avraham Avinu has to go in for them. He davened that they should be saved, and he davened that they should be chozer b'tshuva. It's like a loyal, faithful son. he has a father, and he's obviously concerned about all the father's possessions, all the father's business interests, the father's wealth. Wherever the son is, he's arguing that his father's interests should be taken care of. It's like that, not with the son and the father. Anyone you love, when you love somebody, you go egg that person should be you do it for everything that person is concerned for, and whatever that important to that person, you do it for. That's Avram Avinu with Hashem. Yudia Oyver is Hashem Kavram Avinu, Nitanyen Ma'od Gamatsava Ruchoni Shoko Bro Elam. Somebody who serves Hashem, loves Hashem as much as Avram Avinu, he's always concerned and interested in what's going on with the spiritual level of everybody else. All he's interested in is making sure that there's peace between the children and the father. He doesn't want his father to be pained by what his children are doing, and he wants to increase Kovod Shemayim in the world, because he understands who Hashem is and he loves Hashem. And when you love something, you doeg for the interest. So that's someone who serves Hashem like Avraham Avinu. He's more concerned about what's going on with everybody else's spiritual levels. Not like the halachic policeman. I'm not talking about the guy who's going around telling everybody what to do, and you're doing this wrong and you're doing that wrong. I'm not talking about that. We're talking about people that are makarav levav isla Hashem. So that you do because if you're concerned about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then you're concerned about his children. Who wouldn't be? If you're a really good friend, someone you really care for, your mamas, you like, you're very, very close, and he's got a son who's going through a hard time, you wouldn't try and help him? Same, yeah. Kazu ayi selamaisa the Musa shall marana Chofetz Chaim zatzal. Chofetz Chaim, who died lekulam. He was concerned for the whole world. Aber Yudea Raipa hitzrichim chizuk bahalocha, chibes hamishnabura. The Jews in Europe needed a chizuk in halacha, the Chofetz Chaim felt, so he wrote Mishnabura. By the way, they didn't just sit down and write Mishnabura. It was a 25-year toil of sweat, and who knows what he went through to do that. That was no Mishnah Berurah was no small task. It's beyond our comprehension mission what he set out to do there. Of a Yehudi America, Chibe Sefer Nitche Yisrael. He wrote a book called Nitche Yisrael, fantastic sefer, which he had in mind with the Jews in America. Of a Yehudim Sheshirosu B'Tzava Kosev Es Chiburei Machane Yisrael. Jews were getting schlepped off to the army, to the Russian army, the Polish army, wherever they went. He wrote a book for them. He never held himself back for anything that concerned the well-being of Klal Yisrael, even individual, whatever. He was totally available for Klal Yisrael. But Sof Yomov, we were zeicher to see the video of the Chofetz Chaim arriving at the first Knesia. I mean, he was an old man, he could barely talk. The stories of people that were there that related what happened there. I mean, the Chofetz Chaim, what did he come for? He was an old man, he could barely talk. No, Klal Yisrael needs, it's coming. B'sof Yomov, k'shechadol l'noisei b'nires l'Yisrael, k'fi she'osu shonim raboik b'matala l'la'apit z'svarov b'chiburov v'takan t'konos l'toiles ha'am. In his later years, when he already stopped traveling so much, he used to travel a lot, he used to go all over, he used to Mechazak and Metaken and Selisorim, and he was traveling a lot. In his later life, he stopped traveling so much. Dorosh Bebe said, so he was droshing, he was giving a drosha once, and maybe this is talking about where he was still traveling, I don't know. Anyway, he came to this one place, so Dorosh Bebe said, Knesset, I've got to lift the help. He spoke, I don't know where this is, I didn't say where this is, but he spoke in the Beis HaKnesses HaGadol, and he said, V'kacha yamo, K'sheyesh re'ides adama b'sin. Amazing. Chofetz Chaim knew about China. K'sheyesh re'idat adama b'sin, v'anoshim v'bahim m'soivlim, or people or animals are suffering, tzarich kol echad l'chashev es cheshba nafsho. Everybody needs to stop and do cheshba nefesh. Ma'ake kalti, ma'ake ta'asi, sheba'aiti korason. Because on my watch, this tragedy happened. Wow. Chofetz Chaim. The Poisek Achron is telling you, when there's an earthquake in Nepal, then you have to stop and say, hey, What did I do here? Why is Hashem making an earthquake in Nepal on my watch? I better do true or false. Phew. That's massive. That's not Avraham Avinu talking, that's a Chofetz Chaim. He didn't live a million years ago. We know people that knew the Chofetz Chaim. Phew. Sharei kol hanase b'kol ha'olam b'ginis hi b'shvili nivro ilam. Because everything happens in the world. That's the first Rashi in Chumash. B'shvili Yisrael. Everything that happens in the world, I'm responsible for. Now, once again, you can't crawl into a hole of depression because of all the suffering on in the world. The person has to do his cheshbon, have a look, change, future, and move on. You can't, you can become miserably depressed thinking like this. But Avraham Avinu did it. The Chofetz Chaim did it. Chofetz Chaim wasn't any chas v'chalila. But it took a chras. I mentioned it here many times that when there was once a flood in the Mississippi Delta in the 20s, 1920s, and in Radom, the Chofetz Chaim found out about it. Now, he didn't find out about it the same day. There wasn't instant news moving. It might have taken, I don't know, it could have been weeks, months before he found out about it. But the day that he found out about it, he called a fast in Radom. There was a flood in the Mississippi Delta. Thousands and thousands of people were left homeless. Terrible tragedy. And the Chofetz Chaim finds out about it maybe a couple months later, and he declares a fast in Radom. So we're starting to get a sense of what we really, who we really are and what we're really supposed to be doing. We're much more, and we have much more on our plates than we ever thought. Okay, we have to stop here. Tomorrow's Erev Shavuos. There's a big push to do this for tomorrow. People are too busy, 2 days, whatever. I'm more than happy to meet tomorrow like we do Erev Shabbos, but I need to know if there's an Olam, yeah. There's one or two guys who want to, we'll carry on at Amman.
No, please give a share to tomorrow. Don't leave us hanging.
I don't give sharing, we just learn the Sefer together. Okay, fine, so tomorrow,
Bezrat Hashem. Let's learn together.
Tomorrow, let's learn together. Yeah. Tomorrow,
as the Rav says, if we can listen to you learning, that would be awesome. Thank you.
Saturday, if you want to eavesdrop, you're welcome. But I prefer a bit more feedback, yeah, and there was more luck, or whatever, like we used to have. All right, Bezrat Hashem, it'll come back. In the meantime, so tomorrow, Bezrat Hashem will be the last vart for the week, and then we'll carry on next Sunday. But in the meantime, tomorrow, Leonardo, hopefully I'll be able to do it, and we'll meet you tomorrow at 9:45.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good care. All the best. Have a wonderful
Thank
day.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.